It's time for our monthly roundup of some audio-described highlights for you. We're looking at theatre and galleries today. And with us, we have Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. Hello, Anne.
Hello there, Alan.
We're just discussing Bohemian Rhapsody, which I saw at the cinema, with audio description.
I'm pleased to hear you have the audio description. Yep.
And it was fantastic. I know you're a big Queen fan.
I think I might just have to go and catch that one.
Oh, you have to. And make sure they've got audio description as well.
Yes, making a point, yes.
Yes, well, if they don't, stamp your feet loudly, complain, say, please get it for me.
I'll sing We Will Sue You.
Anne's hammer will fall, so to speak. Anyway, let's get with the Queen puns. Now, we've got quite a mixed bag to look at today, and we're going to start with an annual event, Anne, which I know you're quite eager to kind of get more people going along to. This is Dada Fest.
Yes, Dada is an organisation in Liverpool. It's Disability and Deaf Arts. They have a big celebration. It goes on for the whole month of November, and it covers a huge spectrum of the arts. There are exhibitions, drag shows, burlesque, theatre, mime as a short film. There's just about everything. And they work really hard to raise the funds to ensure that they can have professional audio description at just about all of their events. So there are conferences about disability. There are, I think, about four different exhibitions we're providing audio description for. One is the history of the, as it used to be called, invalid carriage. So that will be quite interesting to see how the vehicles have developed over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence Clark, who's quite a well-known comedian, he's been on television. So it's a real mix of people who are well-established or people who are just starting out. And there's also a wonderful youth theatre night when all the kids get up and do something. So it really has something for everyone, and it can be completely off the wall. It can be highly entertaining and amusing, but it's the sort of thing where you just go and give it a go and go with the vibe and just support them as well. So many of the performers have got visual impairments. It covers a massive range of people who are professional or who are just starting out or who are just kids. And there's something on, at least one thing on, just about every single day throughout November.
Wow. Okay, so that's Dada Fest in Liverpool. Let's head to Bradford next for a bit of a cinema classic, some Saturday Night Fever.
Yes, I do love this film. I have described it on stage before, but probably not for about 10 years or so. So this is a new tour that's coming out, so looking forward to the white suits and the flares and those classic movements that up in the air, down across your body. And of course, it's a great love story, and it's a story about finding yourself and finding your feet. And I think we'll have a great time with this one.
And it's the 40th anniversary year, I'm sure, this year as well.
Wow. Yes, that's probably what's prompted them to bring out the new production. I can't be that old, Alan.
Never. You were only a little tot when that was out. And, of course, the Bee Gees doing the soundtrack album for that. That was a big thing for them.
Yeah.
And kind of put soundtrack albums on the map as well.
Yeah.
So good one to look forward to there. Let's have a bit of a change then, moving away from the theatres for just a little while. You've got some gallery tours, so we're looking at Manchester, Oldham, Preston, those kind of areas?
That's right, yes. Every so often we have exhibitions that we audio describe in the galleries. So there's quite a lot going on, really, because the galleries in Liverpool as part of Dada Fest, and then in Manchester at the Portico, there's a wonderful little architectural gem in Manchester called the Portico Gallery. It used to be a gentleman's reading room, wood panels. It has a wonderful dome up above which lets the light in, and every so often they do have theatre performances in there, but they have an exhibition. So this is an exhibition particularly about the women who fought for the vote. And then when we get to Oldham, this is again looking back to the end of wartime, the beginnings of universal suffrage, how women contributed to the war, how the local people contributed, what happened after that. So both those exhibitions, and there is one that's also on at the People's History Museum in Manchester. We did describe that one recently, but I think if people go along and say they want audio description, then the staff will do it as well. So all three are looking at the beginnings of people's power to vote and what that meant. And then in Preston, it's a series of community exhibitions, so a bit of everything there.
Are you finding more galleries and museums are kind of getting in touch now? They're wanting to bring in things like audio description, because I know we talk about this sometimes. You know, we think of museums and galleries, it's pictures which aren't tactile, or it's things in glass kind of boxes and out of reach and so on. So, I mean, audio description is probably more crucial than ever somewhere like that.
I think so, because it is a visual arts medium. So if you go to the theatre and you don't have audio description, you will miss a lot of what's going on, but you will still hear the music and the dialogue. Whereas if you stand in front of a painting, it will give you nothing unless you know what the painting is showing and how it's painted, and then finding out why it's there, what's the story behind it. And the same with the photographs, the photographs of key suffragettes. There are letters from people who were incarcerated for their beliefs. There are all these items, but as you say, most things are under glass, so we can't access them, or they're just hanging on the walls. So the description is even more key, and I work with the curators so that they talk about the significance, the history of the objects or the paintings or the photographs, and I will describe what is there. So, for instance, in Oldham, there's a roll of honour, and so I can describe what that looks like. I can pick out some of the names on there. And then the curator that I work with will talk about who those men were and what the significance is to the town of that particular roll of honour. So we all go away with a lot more knowledge after that. So they're always fascinating to work on.
And a good word, fascinating, there, because it is when you get something like that. So you're going beyond just describing what's there. There's a story to it. Mm. There's perhaps what the artist was trying to convey. Because I thought, you know, it must be quite difficult with a work of art to describe it, but convey, you know, what it meant for the artist and what he was trying to say to people, or she was trying to say to people.
Yes, and how they've gone about doing that. So how they've used their skills to communicate with us, because that's what it's all about, and how that makes us feel, and then finding out maybe is that what they wanted us to feel. So yes, there's a huge story there behind each word.
Okay, we've got time for one more, and let's go to a classic one as well. We've got Kinky Boots, which is on tour.
That's right, and the company are contributing towards the audio description, so they're up for that. Then we had a great touch tour for the first one, so that will then be replicated at the rest of the venues. And we got our hands on those boots as they came off the production line with their incredible heels. So there's a pair of thigh-high, bright red boots laced up the front with these incredible heels. And then there are, as the factory progresses and as they start to produce more styles of kinky boots, there are some fabulous black and gold ones. There are boots that have diamante looking heels. They just look as if they're made from diamonds. It's fabulous. So yes, again, it's a feel-good story. It's about two young men, one who's running a factory, one who works as a drag act, about coming to terms with their relationships with their fathers and finding out who they are, what is important to them, who they want to be, with a great soundtrack, great live music and dancing, although stomping about in those high heels. So it is a feel good one, and it's got a good story. Again, it's not just the musical numbers. It does have a really strong narrative threading through.
And as we said, these productions we discuss are usually all touring productions as well. So have a look at your local theatre, chat to them if they're going to have these, and if they have audio description, and if not, why not? And tell them if they don't get it, they'll tell Anne and she'll have a word with them. But if people would like to learn more, Anne, about Mind's Eye Arts and the productions and galleries and museums you're involved in, how do they get in touch?
The best way is to check the website. If you go to our events page, there's a calendar full of performances and other events, so you can find out the information there. If you have a question, do drop us a line. That's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter. That's @MindsEyeArt. So we update things like the times for the touch tours very often, so you can always check there. And also we have a Mind's Eye page on Facebook, so there's lots of ways to keep in touch, and we love to hear from you.
And pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up again next month, but thank you for joining us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.